I'm glad we only have to talk about this once and we never have to touch on this topic ever again. This is the one and only time that we'll be talking about black people!
From a Homeland Security hard drive found in a Miami gym locker, redacted for Alpha Energy by an intern who couldn't bench the truth, this is the Sam Hyde Show. Tonight, we decrypt the classified psyche of the modern male, interrogate the OnlyFans industrial complex, and meet a man who turned government surveillance into podcast analytics. And now, your host, too based for Quantico, too jacked for Instagram moderation, Sam Hyde.
I'm glad we get to do a fun episode for once.
Yeah.
We're here with Myron Gaines. I'm tired of doing this stodgy newsroom. Oh, the world's ending. I want to talk about human cartoon characters, Rivera.
Same.
I want them wacky. I want them throwing stuff in the store. Displaying agility. Displaying prowess. Violence, in many cases. I want to see them slipping on banana peels. I want to talk about what's wrong with black people. In all seriousness, what's wrong with our black friends in America?
Too much.
Do you call them our friends?
You know, it depends. Because, like, I consider myself black. But then when I talk to them, they say, you ain't one of us. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm not one of you guys. So I don't know what I am, but...
What kind of black are you?
So my family's from Sudan.
Okay.
Which technically, literally means...
So like, you ain't black.
The land of the blacks. But yeah, to them, I'm not black.
Okay.
Exactly, precisely. Yep.
What do they say you are? What do
they call me a tether.
Are? A what?
A tether.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. But I say, you know what? I don't want to tether away from you fucking niggas because I don't even want to be a part of y'all, man.
Damn.
You sound pretty untethered.
So their rule is this. If you're not able to trace back to like a slave, you're not considered black. You're not a foundational black American. You're a tether is what
so
they call.
So white people created black people, essentially. That's what they're saying. If you're not.
Yeah.
If there wasn't slavery, there wouldn't be blacks.
Yeah, technically. Yeah. Black. Yeah. White people created FBAs, as they would call
them. Wow.
FBAs?
That's what they call themselves.
FBAs, Foundational Black Americans.
Ah, you're aware of this stupidity as well.
Yeah.
I like to say frequently bitching about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they always want reparations and shit. You know what I mean? You need money. Yeah,
well, you know what Pontiac stands for?
What does it stand for?
Poor old thinks it's a Cadillac.
I've heard that one before. Let's go. Yes, I have heard that one before.
Shout out to Pontiac and Lee Iacocca, one of the great minds of American auto executiveness.
Was it made by Jews?
What, Pontiac?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Dodge brothers might be some...
Those are Jews.
They might be Jays.
Henry Ford knew about them, and that's why they battled each other. Henry Ford is real, by the way.
Henry Ford was based.
He was based as fuck.
He was.
Oh, we have a Grok update. Pontiac was not made by Jews.
Edit this part out. I don't want people thinking I drink from a vase. Myron Gaines is co-host of the Fresh and Fit. Is that still a thing? Podcast?
Yeah, we still do it.
And you stream as well.
Yes.
Are you enjoying the Fresh and Fit podcast?
I like it.
Is it getting on your nerves?
Women are stupid.
You hate it.
I don't hate it.
You get money from it, but you hate it.
So here's the thing.
It pays a lot.
The thing is with it is...
You hate it.
I'll stop it for a bit, and then I'll realize...
Need the money.
No. Not even that. Not even that, dude. Honestly, I do better with my own show.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize, like, holy shit, guys are still fucking blue-pilled and stupid with women.
Because,
like,
true.
You know, we like, on our side of the internet, right, we're used to talking to other base individuals. We can sit down and have a conversation like this. And then you kind of go out into the regular
There's
world.
There's simps walking around out there
dude,
with blinders
normies
on.
Normies everywhere. I hit this realization literally yesterday. This dumb bitch that I got assaulted at TwitchCon, right? I was like, who the fuck is this? And I, like, went on YouTube, and I looked her up. And within 5 seconds... Hi, guys, with the fake laugh and the fake smile and shit. I'm like, oh, my God, this is what regular people watch. And then it snapped me back into reality. Like, we're, like, in our own little bubble here on the right wing where we call...
It's like kids' entertainment level stuff.
Yes.
That they're putting out
and
to
the
people.
And the crazy part, the scary part is, like, that's the norm.
There's more work to be done.
There's more work. Too much work to be done, dude. It's, like, too many simps out there.
Who was the chick that got assaulted at TwitchCon? And what was the assault? Oh, he wanted to
that's
get
crazy.
That. And then the bodyguard comes in. Yo, dude!
Dude, no foreplay, no nothing. Just
whoa.
Wow.
No preamble to that.
I knew something was wrong with the guy as soon as I saw him wearing that shirt. The only people that wear shirts like that are cops and feds. Because I remember I used to wear those when I was in Texas.
So they could hide the gun?
It's good for concealing. Short. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It's great for concealing a gun. Those Carhartt shirts. If you're a regular person wearing those, something's wrong with you.
Can you have a gun anywhere you go?
When I was a fed? I mean, I left in 2020, but yeah, I'd carry my gun everywhere on the plane.
Yeah, what's the resignation process like? What is that?
Oh, dude, it's rare. It never happens. I went in. I turned in my creds. I turned in my badge. I turned in my vest. I'll never forget December 5th, 2020. It sucked, but I resigned. And everyone was shocked when I resigned because they were like, because they told me like, hey, you know, you can't do this shit anymore. Most people would like leave. No one leaves the government, dude. It's like you get, you know, I was making six figures. I was making like 120K per year. I was like, you know, my late 20s. It was a fun job. I enjoyed it. I had a really good case. Everyone loved me. I had a really good reputation. So they're like, this guy's not fucking leaving. And when I came in, I said, I'm going to resign. They were like, what the fuck? Like, you're actually going to leave? But yeah, now I ended up resigning. It worked out financially and everything, but you know, it was a great job. It was fun. I do miss it.
Guys, the one thing about these guns, when I'm at a shooting range, I like to pick up other people's guns. I'm always picking up other people's guns. Now, if you don't want that to happen to you, we had the R&D department come up with these five solutions right here. This right here is the thin blue line. This one's easy to break. It comes right open. Hospital camo, the children's ICU at the hospital with the clouds on it. Not secure. This one, easy. Look. Even the steel loot crate edition. None of these Stopbox imitators do jack diddly. That's why I need y'all to go to stopbox.com and use promo code SAM. Please personally endorse the products. These things fucking rock. Get yourself a real Stopbox like this one right here. Limited time, use promo code SAM when buying your Stopbox for 15% off. And that's a good deal! Smoking! Double feature! Now that's a good deal! Smell my breath!
Myron, what's your 5-year or 10-year plan?
Well, if I'm not banned by then or in jail, hopefully we could wake up more guys to not be simps. That's a big thing for me, is like to wake up guys to not be simps, because, dude, it's crazy how many guys like kill themselves over fucking women, dude.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Mm. It's one thing to like talk about red pill awareness and how to deal with women and how to properly date. But it's another thing when it's like they need to see with their own eyes how much they don't give a fuck about men and or preserving relationships. It's all about what they want. And that's what the after hours like red pills guys are on. Because it's one thing for me to say, this is how women move. Oh, okay, Mario, but all girls are like that. Okay, dumbass. Here's a whole panel of girls from different walks of life, different education levels. They did not talk about this. Why do they all think the same? Mm-hmm. Why are all of them fairly similar in this belief system? Oh, shit. And with guys, like, they're stupid. You have to, like, constantly remind them of this. And they got to get their hand burned on the stove sometimes. So my goal is to kind of keep them from burning their hand more than once. Because, dude, so many guys, like, message me, like, oh, my God, I was going to lose it all. I was going to end it all over a grunt. I'm like, and then I found your content, and I stopped. I was like, holy shit, like, this is a serious problem. But no one talks about it because no one gives a fuck about men, right?
It's a good point. Yeah. I like that.
That guy, by the way, that, like, tried to kiss that chick, I guarantee you something's wrong with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't understand female nature.
You got the one-itis.
Yeah.
Over
big one-itis.
He probably gave her a big donation and didn't realize she didn't recognize his username.
Dude, like I literally said that. Like, I was explaining this. I was like, we're taught, work hard, invest. You know, the more you work at it, the more you're going to get back, right? The one endeavor that does not reward you for putting more time and effort in is women.
Guys think that women are like a bank.
Yes.
And they can save their money by like treating her good. Like I'm storing up my wealth. I'm saving my money by getting brownie points with my girl. That's not how it works. Women are not a bank.
Yeah, dude. And
clean,
like,
slate every day.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how so many guys like don't understand that concept. Like there's no equity with women. Like what you did a year ago, 2 years ago, there's nothing there. Like,
yeah.
And I find this mostly with like the most intelligent guys, the guys that have higher IQ, engineers, mathematical geniuses, guys that are very logically sound.
Mm-hmm.
They have the toughest time understanding this because they're like, well, I'm just going to work at it more. I'm going to just put more money
on it. It's a logical system. It's like not, it doesn't go by the rules that it says it goes by.
Absolutely. What exacerbates the problem is that the internet and the world tells them, no, just be nicer to her. Just give her what she wants. Mm-hmm. You happy wife, happy life. So not only do you have like, this is what their
happy
mindset
wife, happy
is.
Happy life.
Yeah.
And that's then, a boomerism.
And then society tells them, it like kind of shocks the thing. And then they don't believe it at first until they start seeing me talk to these girls and they realize, oh shit, like these girls really don't give a fuck about us.
That is really good too. It's like the exposure therapy of like, you're away from them, you're watching them on a screen, so you're not maybe caught up in their spell. And so you're kind of seeing the sort of ugliness, like long form exhibited. So if you see that in person, maybe you'll be like, oh, I know what's happening. This is a, I almost got tricked. But then yeah. You have the foresight of being like, that's vapid.
It's called breaking the third wall. I know you guys are more cinematic than I am, right? Breaking,
wall,
it's like literally, or the fourth wall, yeah. Excuse me. It's like breaking the fourth wall. And then the other thing too is like, they're hearing it from their girl. And it confirms the things I've said. And then the biggest red pill is like when OnlyFans girls come on the panel. Mm. And it's very clear that they don't give a fuck about their audience.
I was watching this video that said it's like this buried report from the Nazis that they got this cluster of soldiers to do reports and determine like women, like the women of the soldiers. And apparently like their loyalty was so poor that they like buried the report. And then the comments are just a bunch of stories like, I remember hearing my female coworkers say they will leave their men if they become disabled.
And that's another thing too, like guys like don't understand is that like women are not loyal to anything but their emotions and their own security. And if another guy can provide that, that's what's going to happen. Mm. That's another big red pill for guys where they think that like women are like us, where they're like inherently loyal based on that. Like, you know, like we'll die for a chick, but like women aren't going to do that necessarily for us. Like the way they show loyalty is differently. They show their loyalty through their sexual fidelity. We show our loyalty by being willing to die and protect her. But you know, guys make the mistake and think like, oh yeah, well girls are the same with us with our loyalty. And it's like, nah, bro, it's not the same whatsoever.
Interesting how just, you know, mainstream access to the internet just took this sort of attention seeking behavior that all women kind of have innately and men too. But it, like since 2012, when the iPhone became so prominent and everyone was like, oh, I can post myself. What that did specifically to women seems to be like profoundly, it just changed the world.
Well, it's like it amplifies feminine stuff, technology, yeah. Like social media, socializing, presenting your persona to other people, taking pictures of yourself. It's all feminine things that you can do on your phone. Almost none of it is like a masculine thing you can do on your phone.
I think social media is probably one of the most pernicious things that's destroyed relationships in the modern day age by far, because what's happened is it's taken the ugly side of female nature, being narcissistic, solipsistic, things that like actually are good for them so that they can protect themselves so they can have the next lineage of kids. But most normal women, right, that aren't weirdos from New Zealand, like they want to protect their kids. And the only way they do that is by being inherently selfish, because they know that the guy is there to protect them. What social media did was like it exacerbated these ugly traits. And then now, since they have like, you know, it used to be, oh, I'm just going to date the football player, like the quarterback at my school. This is my fucking husband now. Now they have like NFL player quarterbacks that they can like talk to, like a fucking five on the internet,
yeah,
right, on Instagram, yeah, can pull a guy that's like a A-list celebrity damn near.
That
or get
concept
response.
Was stopped me from like looking at women in New York City. And that's before I had like a strong, like sort of reversion to Christianity too. It was just purely like, I almost got hit by a car looking at some chick's ass.
Oh, really?
And I was like, my life was going good. I was going from working in a kitchen job to like working with like Anthony from Opie and Anthony, which I was like a fan of. And then I was like, imagine me who's kind of like starting to get a big opportunity. I die looking at some loser chick who probably doesn't have like a job. I just like die looking at a loser's ass.
That'd be crazy. Imagine they put that on Tokusatsu and he died dead ass.
Yeah. And then it was like, it's a fun challenge to be like, I'm not looking. You see in the peripheral vision, the custody of the eyes.
Yeah.
Take it very seriously.
Well, you could get away with it as an Asian.
My peripherals are pretty
good. Yeah, I was going
to
say, bro,
like
make a face. Sad face. Make another face. Happy.
What the fuck? Bro, because the widescreen, man, like for real. Like that's the thing. Like I truly do think that like social media has absolutely made it where the dating landscape has been inverted to the detriment of men, but to the benefit of women. And it's hurt relationships a lot, because now women, like, okay, you get in an argument, right? Now she could kind of surf on Instagram and look at her DMs. That opening of her even looking and seeing other options is the problem.
It's terrifying.
Right? Even if you're a top tier guy, you can't compete. And I think the only way really to like deal with this problem is like your girl should have a limited profile with like almost no people.
Shot caller.
Bro, honestly, I'm going to have to give that bitch the Hassan Piker treatment, man. What are your thoughts on that, brother? I got to ask you.
The shot caller situation?
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
I'm just so glad I'm not anywhere near it. I'm just glad I don't have to think about it, bro.
We should have done a bit where, like, you go to stretch or I go to stretch and then you shock us.
I don't even want
to
joke about it.
Kaya, please just fucking go. Just stop.
I think what's fucking him up is, like, that it's clear that he shocked her, but, like, he keeps, like, lying about it.
Yeah.
That's what's fucking him up. He should have just said, like, yeah, I shocked her. Who gives a fuck? But, like, like, you know what I mean? It's like, bro, real niggas, you know, got to train their dogs, right? If he had just owned it, but here's the problem. His audience are a bunch of, like, purple-haired, 99-gender idiots who, like, you know, will sit there and say, Sam Hyde and Marvin Gaye need to die. But, like, God forbid a fucking dog gets shocked.
He could literally put a shock collar on himself and have his audience shock him on using donations.
Yeah.
Right? Shit. They donate, you know, $5 every $5 donation.
But what he's done, he's cultivated this, it's like brinksmanship. Like, he's invited this fan base of bad guys, and he has to get badder and badder every time. Like, he has to call for the deaths of, you know, United Healthcare CEO or whoever,
yeah,
to appease these wackos who
called it brinksmanship,
like going to the edge.
Yeah, going to the edge. Like, you gotta go harder every time. Mm.
Like what Trump does with tariffs. Like, that's like, you know, like, hey, China, 100%, 200%. It's gonna be very bad for you. It's gonna be very bad, Ping. It's like reckless. Like, he does it with, like, his political stuff, where it's like he's right there at the line. I mean, you know, obviously the shit dude played, like, Houthi videos, you know, in his Twitch stream. Like, that, yeah, that's like political brinksmanship right there.
He gets away with it, though.
Yeah, of course. He's like the golden boy of Twitch. But, yeah.
I bet that Dan Clancy guy is a weirdo.
Oh, dude, have you seen, like, how he'll, like, go through his feed and it's all, like, a bunch of Twitch girls' thoughts?
Is it?
Yeah, I think this is it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he shows,
he's like, doing this on purpose.
Yeah,
and now
all
you're in your
bitches.
Story. Okay.
Okay. And the worst part, Dan didn't even learn his lesson. Just a week later, and he did it again.
See clips? Swipe this way, and now you're seeing clips.
He's got the vibes of, like, the teacher that's cool and hangs out with the students or something.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people wonder why, like, female streamers, like, never get banned for being thoughts. But, like, you know, like, me and Sneeko got banned, completely banned, for off-platform behavior. Hassan or other people, like, fuck shit up, like, call for the death of senators and shit, like, on stream, and it's like, oh, we'll ban you for 24, 72 hours.
All these platforms, though, we were saying 5 years ago that they would cease to exist because they were still doing this crazy stuff. They were still making things difficult for everyone and then playing favorites really overtly. So
yeah.
It's kind of weird. It almost feels like it's too big to fail.
That, like, these alternative platforms are definitely putting pressure on them, because I remember it used to be, like, on YouTube, for example, like, if you get 3 strikes, you're done. But now they do warnings. Now they're reinstating accounts of people that got banned.
5 years ago, you didn't have somewhere else to go where people would, like, look at you.
Yep, yep, yep. Yep, but now, like, with Kick, with Rumble, with Party, like, all these alternative platforms are, even Twitch, they're definitely putting pressure on YouTube to be like, okay, we're going to, like, lose market share. Because I'll tell you this, like, Rumble completely taken the political space from YouTube when it comes to right-wing politics. Like, every major right-wing political person is on Rumble or has a platform there and does a predominant amount of their streaming over there because YouTube has been so anti-conservative over the past 4 years.
If they get the Minecraft audience, they're unstoppable. Because, like, the top, like, 5 or 10 most popular things in the world, if you look at the hype things, it's this unbeatable block of top 8, which is all, like, Minecraft.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
The thing with Rumble is, like, and I don't want to make this like Rumble ad, but I truly do love them because they believe in free speech and, like, they won't ban you, bro, ever. And I'll say this too. I think after this presidency, we're all cooked on the right, dude. Mm, all of us. They're gonna come after all of us, dude. Like, we're, like, Trump is, like, arrested Comey, Letitia James, Bolton. If the Democrats get back in, we're all fucked.
Purge Store's advanced parasite clone.
Herbal ingredients that target parasites.
The unwanted guests that can cause bloating, sluggishness, and digestive discomfort.
Think about what happens when your system is actually clean. You feel lighter, more energetic. You think clearer. Your body absorbs nutrients the way it should. That's where Purge Store's advanced parasite cleanse comes in. It helps flush toxins, clear out waste, and support your liver function. PurgeStore.com, promo code SAM. For 50% off all orders site-wide, plus free colon cleanse when you subscribe to Purge Store's newsletter.
Important notes, not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease, y'all. Important notes, contains tree nuts, black walnut. Y'all got black walnut? Where do you think doctors and hospitals get their medicine? From PurgeStore.com. That's where these big pharma companies are just buying Purge Store. They're using code SAM, and then they slap a label on it. Now it's $900 to start feeling good. I would take it. I use it. I use that stuff. That's because I deserve it. But I sell it to y'all because I'm good enough.
Myron, what do you think of these hakas that people do?
I've always thought it was weird for people to be in, like, I guess the equivalent of their Congress, going, like being fucking retards. Like,
it feels racist.
Your wife's been pissing you off all day. You find out she's fucking like a black dude, and you go into work and just like, and like, no one knows that that's how you're like.
I mean, that would be an appropriate reaction, but to me, this feels like a moment of private racial shame. Like if black people came into Congress and were like whipping themselves in the back and showing the scars, if you have civilization, if you have running water, why would you go back to this?
Yeah, and not only that, keep in mind that these guys are part of the Five Eyes.
Oh, so, the New Zealand intelligence.
Yeah, so basically the Five Eyes is United States, Australia, England, Canada. Basically, the five English-speaking countries, and we share intelligence with each other. Israel's in there too. Those fucking always find a way in. But yeah, these guys are like a partner in the IC.
They've never made any movies about them, though. The New Zealand intelligence. So,
if you saw a movie showing their methods, you wouldn't believe it because it's so high tier. There's something like. Like Mr. Bean or Nightmare Before Christmas or something. Wallace and Gromit or something over there.
Wasn't there? That's really funny.
That is claymation level.
That is claymation.
Hey, you know what? It's no, steam-powered giraffe is what she's doing.
Fly on the feet. Gotta reach that core.
Have you ever read or heard anything about Maori cannibalism?
No, I haven't.
The people that these New Zealanders are descended from, they were cannibals. What the haka is to psych yourself up for battle.
Okay.
The mothers, you know, the baby has a soft spot.
Yeah.
The mothers would push their finger into the baby's soft spot to the baby and, like, give it to the male warriors. It was like a thing they did before battle. They were all killing babies and eating people. They were cannibals. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Bored on an island.
You know, and this is why we don't let fucking Native Americans go into our Congress and do the dumb shit that they do. Like, right? We just like, hey, here's your sovereign land, buddy. Here's your reservation. Here's your $10,000 a month. It went from running coyote to fucking running booze.
I think a lot of this historical stuff gets in bold right there, situational and ritual. They're trying to wash over this stuff and make it sound not as bad as it was. If you want to know how bad it was in, like, Congo, Africa, or wherever, whatever region of the world you want to know how bad it really was, read the accounts from the first explorers who went there. Because these are guys, like, there's no motivation to lie. They're just like British guys mostly who were just so, they were so shocked by the state of human savagery that it chills you to read this stuff. But yeah, Maori cannibalism, fact checked. True. That paints that haka ceremony in a whole new light.
Yeah, I did not know, like, the background.
Yeah.
And I don't think most people know that.
And the most insidious thing is that these New Zealanders, they look like fun little island guys, like that Disney Moana movie.
Tribal tattoos, and they're all cool and stuff.
Yeah, spam and pineapple, but these haka dances, they show the true nature. Young Republican Club narcs. Let's talk about this. You know these young Republican leaders here?
Oh, yeah. I heard about this, man.
Exposed racist slurs, Nazi jokes. The Republican outrage about the language in these chats is so weak. If you want support, go to the left. They forgive and forget death threats, blackface, straight-up assassinations, and zapping dogs for stretching while you're streaming.
Who's the guy that exposed this? Something Wax?
Gavin Wax, yes.
Yeah, who's a Jew, by the way.
That's true.
If you can't even, like, you know, make fun of, you know, people, like, how the fuck can I trust you to, like, support me in, like, you know, in a political battle?
That is a form of trust, of saying, I trust you enough that I'll say the things that I don't want anybody to know that I said.
Absolutely.
And he violated that trust. And apparently it's The strong rumor around is because he didn't get a photo op with Trump. So basically there's two New York Republicans. There's the state and then there's the city. And so his club did a joint thing with the other one. And the leader of that got like a photo op and he felt snubbed by it. So this is a personal vendetta that he threw everybody.
So that is confirmed because I heard that was the reason too, which is an extremely petty reason to leak a bunch of texts.
It's very feminine and gay.
Like that guy should be banned from anything political because you can't trust him. If he's willing to do that,
he works in the White House.
Like the White House should get rid, like, or they should like put him in an area where like he's not, you know, accessing anything sensitive. Because guys like that will do anything to move up. Can't trust those guys.
It's not time to make apologies. It's time to win. Okay. The left is like a woman. You have to hold frame.
Facts.
Wow, weird. You have to hold frame. Treat the left like a woman. She'll make you sandwiches. If you mess that up, you're going to have to buy her a new Range Rover. It's $200,000. A black female principal not nailing it. What's this?
Y'all are brilliant.
Y'all. Just please take your phone.
You, yeah. You need Jesus? I'll pray for you right now.
Baby, you don't even know what I just discovered.
Girl.
Girl.
Bye.
Does she have a Smashing Pumpkins shirt on? Yeah, and then she's listening to Panama by Van Halen.
Black man stabs Derek Chauvin. That was in 2023. This is old news.
Oops.
But you wanted to relive it.
It's not me, sir.
What's he doing now, Chauvin?
He's in federal prison right now.
We're calling on the Trump. You have to free Derek Chauvin. This is ridiculous. You got to get him out of there.
The only thing that sucks, though, is like even if Trump gave him a pardon, him being federal actually keeps him safer. Because if he went to state prison in Minnesota, he'd probably be a bigger target for death. What I will say is if Trump pardons him, what's going to happen is his federal charges will be gone, but his state charges are going to still stick because the governor's too much of a pussy to pardon him. And that's at the governor level when it's a state charge. So he would still have to serve his state stuff, and he'd probably be in more danger.
Well, even if he was free, he'd never live like a regular life. He'd be chasing never, down
yeah. witness the protection.
Streets. The thing that pisses me off the most about this is like he did not get a fair trial by any means.
No.
One of the biggest things that was weird that no one ever talked about is that one of the people on his jury was a Black Lives Matter fucking activist, and he lied in the voir dire in the questioning. Are you a member of the Black Lives Matter? The guy fucking lied. And got on the jury.
That like, should be a case dismissal, right?
Yeah, this is like absolute violation of his right. And the thing is with the federal case, so the FBI came in and hit him with like color of rights violations, but that was only based off of the state case. So, you know, because the FBI likes to piggyback on everything. I could talk about the FBI being retards all day, you know, famous but incompetent, but that's a whole other story. But like, yeah, dude, like he did not get a fair trial whatsoever.
Remember the most horrific part of that is during the trial it was COVID. So like all you do is just, while things are happening, you just see his eyes darting around in fear, just like,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is so dark. I wish I could just be Superman and stop this.
Another ugly secret that no one talks about. He had a lawyer, right? Like a one-man team. The state brought in every fucking like prosecutor in the area, and they all would like take turns. There was like 10 attorneys on that case, obviously because it hit so much media news on the state side. So what they would do is they would file frivolous fucking motions late at night to keep the attorney up, so every day he would come back in tired as hell, like just to wear him out. Like fucked up that's shit like that.
That's
dude.
Like evil.
And it's crazy to me like how the general public doesn't know any of this. Like a lot of these like Black Lives Matter retards, they don't understand, which I think they should be a terrorist organization. That's a whole other thing. I think BLM, I'm glad Antifa finally got designated as a terrorist organization. I've been saying this for years that they should be a terrorist organization. But yeah, BLM too, man. Absolutely. And that's what they were doing to his lawyer, because he only had like one guy who's a good lawyer. But this guy was literally having to fight like 10 different attorneys every day, and they wore him down.
You mentioned that you worked for Homeland Security, right?
Yes.
What kind of red tape and bureaucratic nonsense
sure.
did you witness that prevented them from, I guess, you know, doing more?
Sure. And I'll kind of go through real quick and explain everything. So, like, you got Department of Homeland Security. Under DHS, you got something called Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE. Now, within ICE, there's two different sides, and it sucks that, you know, Kristi Noem and them need to do a better job of marketing because a lot of people don't know this, right? You have Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, and then you have ERO, Enforcement Removal Operations. So when you guys are like looking at these deportation videos and stuff, if it says ERO, that means that those guys are deportation officers. If you see HSI, those guys are special agents. So the difference is with the deportation officers, they're the ones that are like, before this crazy immigration thing, which I'm going to talk about here in a second, they were the ones that would like go pick up the illegal aliens a lot of the times, put them in deportation proceedings, bring them in front of the immigration judges to put them on the JPATS planes, actually deport them. HSI special agents do criminal investigations. So they would do everything from like drugs to terrorism to, you know, money laundering to immigration violations, people smuggling illegal aliens, harboring illegal aliens, marriage fraud, document benefit fraud, all child exploitation, everything. And that's what I used to do. I used to be a special agent with them. Now, as a part of my duties, we obviously had what's called Title 8 or Immigration Authority, right, where we would be involved in immigration enforcement, but it had to have a criminal nexus for us to really care about it. All administrative stuff, illegal aliens, people coming in illegally, whatever it may be, that went to ERO or ICE ERO. Now, when people come into the United States illegally, right, and they're caught at the border, under the Biden administration, they were getting something called a notice to appear, or NTAs. And what that would do is basically allow them to come into the United States. That's how the CBP One app was a thing, because they were like getting caught at the border and they get a notice to appear. They go into the United States and they'd have a court hearing in like 5, 6, 7, 8 years because immigration court was super backed up, right? This was under Biden administration. So they were coming in. They always come in under Democrats way more because they know it's going to be a bit more lenient. Under the Trump administration, when I was an agent and they were getting caught on the border, and I was in Laredo, Texas, where I started my career, when Border Patrol was catching them, they were getting what's called the expedited removal, which means they were getting removed after 2 weeks. So they get caught within 2 weeks, removed immediately. So they're not like, you know, messing with our immigration system, or we don't have to lock them up, or, you know, spend resources to keep them, right? Within 2 weeks, we're sending them back across the border right away.
They're not withheld in those 2 weeks?
They're being held, but it's not going to be the same level. They're not spending the same money as putting them in a deportation facility.
Okay.
Because at a Border Patrol section, at a Border Patrol station, it's way less resource than like an actual ERO deportation facility. The thing is, on the border, Border Patrol, like, are the main agency catching people and arresting them, right? But once they make it in, now it's ERO's job, ICE ERO. Now, this is where the problems really came in, because under Biden, a lot of these guys came in, got the NTAs. Now, let me put into perspective for you guys how hard it is to get NTAs. When I was an agent, if I showed up to the Border Patrol station, right? Let's say they caught a load of, like, 10 illegal aliens with, like, two drivers. Let's say one of the drivers is an American citizen. He wants to flip. Hey, I want to cooperate. I know who was involved in this drugs, in this human smuggling organization, and also involved in guns, blah, blah, blah. I want to work for you. Cool. I'm going to sign you up as an informant. If I told Border Patrol, let's give this guy an NTA so that he can be an informant for me, they'd say, go pound sand. Go process them yourself. We're not doing it. That was under Trump. Now we're going to, you know, contrast that with the Biden administration. These illegal aliens are coming in. They're getting NTAs for just coming in. So I couldn't even get NTAs on informants that are going to support me in my investigations, who I'd have tight tabs on. They're just letting these motherfuckers come in on NTAs by the thousand. So what's happened over the past 4 years under Biden administration is all these people have come in. This is why I like what Trump did, because Trump immediately shut down the border, right? Once you shut down the border, look at it like putting a tourniquet, stopping the bleeding. Now that the bleeding has stopped, we got to go deal with the fucking problem, which all these people are in these cities that are here illegally. Now, here's the second problem. These sanctuary cities, Denver, New York City, I think Providence is a sanctuary city too. I know New Haven is, LA, etc., San Francisco. ICE can't effectively go in there and pick these guys up. And if they do try to pick these guys up, the state and locals are not going to help them. So if an illegal alien gets caught and arrested, let's say for a DUI, ICE identifies them in these jails as an illegal alien, they'll put what's called a detainer on him. The blue cities are not mandated to honor that detainer, and they can just release them. And this is how you end up with these guys like coming in, being illegal, and just walking out. These are all the problems that were there. Now that Trump came in, shut down the border. Good. Now we got to go into these blue cities and go into these cities in general where all these illegal aliens are. Now, for decades, right, and then we're going to get into the red tape. For decades, ICE, ERO, has not been able to go out and arrest illegal aliens in the United States because it's a very political, dirty word to deal with immigration. You can't do it. The only time that you can do it is with criminal aliens, right? This is what the Obama administration said. Oh, we're only going to go after criminal aliens. And people say all the time, oh, well, Obama did more deportations than Trump. That's bullshit. The reason why he did more deportations than Trump is because more illegal aliens come into the United States when the Democrats in office, because they feel like they're going to get a better chance of being able to come in and be able to stay. So those deportation numbers are BS. What we really need to focus on is actually arresting and deporting the people that are illegally here. They're abusing the system. And it gets worse, because not only are people abusing the system when they come in illegally, we're talking about the people that come in on a visa, student visa, J-1 visa, come in on visa waiver, like these fucking Canadians that come in all the time, and French, huge abusers of our system, come in and overstay their visas all the time. They do this shit. And they come in and they abuse the system too. So, and then on top of that, you got people that are abusing the marriage system, the green card system, where they're committing all types of fraud. Right. In Minneapolis, they did an audit of like CIS, where they do all the immigration stuff. And like something like 40% of it is like fraud. All these fucking Ethiopians and Somalians anyway. But the point I'm trying to make is that we're getting destroyed with immigration, and we've been getting destroyed for a very long time.
That's what the No Kings protest, I think, is about. Yes. It's like no immigration or
they're
ICE.
They're bitching because ICE is finally doing what they're mandated to do, which is go pick up illegal aliens that are here without any type of status. But the reason why we haven't been able to do this in so long is because we've been cucked, and most presidents are terrified of actually enforcing immigration because it's politically ugly. That is why these people are protesting, doing all this stuff. But this is the big problem. We've been so pussified in America for all these decades where these illegal aliens come in, don't learn the language, don't assimilate, and they don't even adjust their status. You're here for 30 years, you don't speak the language, and you haven't figured out how to fucking get some type of status, you dumbass. You deserve to get deported. But they feel so entitled because they know nothing's gonna has happened to them in so long. So now Trump's coming in saying, okay, you guys don't have status, we're deporting you. No, no, no. But it's like, no, they violated the law. By them being here, they're fucking criminals. So I hope that kind of explains that. That was a very long-winded way. What I've understood, realized is like a lot of people don't understand immigration, and I don't blame people for not knowing because this is very nuanced and nerdy, and unless you work in immigration, you're not going to know these problems. And I wish, you know, the American public understood this more. But this is what they're dealing with. So what Trump is doing is fucking fantastic. He's the first president to have a, you know, nuts to actually do real enforcement in the interior. It doesn't matter when you catch them at the border. What matters is getting rid of the people that are actually here, that are here illegally, and then closing down the border like Trump did.
So did you leave because Biden was in office and he was making it more?
No. So I left. What ended up happening with me was I ended up resigning because I started to go viral on the internet. And they're like, dude, you know, you got a clearance, you got a big case. At the time, I had one of the biggest national security cases in the country, which involved like, you know, Sri Lankans coming in illegally to go to Canada, funny enough. And they're like, dude, you got to pick one. Like, you know, what are you doing here? Because like, you know, feds, like they don't have outside employment. They don't understand the internet, how it works, going viral. So they were like, dude, what are you doing? Like, just drop this shit. Cause like most government employees have never done anything else besides the government. So to them, they couldn't fathom like, you're making money on it. What are you doing? Are you making money here? Like, what are you doing? So I ended up resigning cause I had to like, cause at that point I had employees. I had just put money into the studio and I didn't want to leave. I fucking loved that job. Like I could talk about this shit all day, whether it's immigration, federal law enforcement, you know, terrorism, any of that stuff. Cause I did it all.
Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset presents Get Rich Quick. All this could be yours. Give us a call on 434-225-7226. You could be making up to $4,917 per week. Now you can get your copy of Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset for just $19.99 for a limited time only.
Hey, Sam. I'm a white dude, my early 20s. I'm hopefully going to be getting married here in a year or so, graduating college, and I'm really not sure where to go from here, thinking about the military or something like that, but obviously I have my reservations. I was wondering if you'd speak on some things that are practical, concrete goals that guys like me could set out to achieve to move the needle a little bit. You know, do whatever little part we can to try to fix things.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to join the military, and then you're going to be the little soldier boy who saved the world. That's step one. Join the U.S. Army right away. It's the perfect move for lost young men, is to get military experience under their belts immediately.
The only thing I would say is just be careful with the girl. Make sure that you don't get married with the state involved where she can get all your benefits and absolutely destroy you. So
get a secret marriage in a district for secret marriages.
Or just get it done like, I think he's Christian, right? He said he was Christian or Catholic. Mm-hmm. Just do it with the church, bro. Don't get the state involved.
Set up your friends. Get a fake wedding arranged. If you're fresh out of college, it's not your job to fix the world. It's your job to establish yourself as a person, because right now you're essentially powerless. And I don't mean that as like to diss you or something. I know you made it through college and you've got a fine young woman, but you don't have the ability to really sway anything aside from being a regular citizen and making sure that you have you know, non-fruitcake opinions and whatnot. But there's not anything that you can do until you have economic or social power, which is what happens when you, more when you're 30, 40, 50.
Yeah, men are useless when they're young, unfortunately.
It's the opposite of female value, where females have sexual market value when they're, you know, in their 20s. Men have no value in their 20s. Men are maggots in their 20s. So women... they start high and they go down and then, you know, they hit 30 and they're disgusting bags of shit.
I think one of the worst things that can happen to a young guy is becoming rich young. Because, like, you don't learn, like, the mental fortitude and resilience, you know, and have, like, the wherewithal to properly move about the world. So, like, you see, like, a lot of these young crypto guys, like, in Miami, for example. You know what I'm talking about?
That never has worked out once. If you get rich, especially from crypto, but if you get rich at a young age, it's not a good thing. Figure out what the world's about, but make yourself powerful somehow.
Hey Sam, long time fan here, about 10 years. I just wanted to ask you a question. What do you think we should do to fight against all the propaganda that's been spread against us young white men? Like, what's something that we can do today to fight back against it?
Build your power level. Get some money, get some physical strength, get some property, be a man, figure out how to be a man, and always have your balls at the ready to you don't have to speak your mind in a job interview necessarily, but don't let people make you into a coward, I guess.
Get based allies too.
Yeah,
need based allies.
Find like-minded people to build something with. That's very important.
Smart people understand that, like, you know, what's going on in America when it comes to race relations. Only retards don't understand it. So if you got to explain it to them, like, yeah, like, you know, reverse discrimination is totally okay against white males. Like, if you have to explain it to them and they don't get it, then they're probably retarded. So you got to get individuals that just get it, that are, you know, understand how the world really works. They're based. They see what the fuck is going on. They understand Jewish control. They understand immigration dynamics, how this country is being fucking subverted. Like, you need to get based allies.
Mm-hmm. It's not that your friends need to be the same flavor as you or something. It's that people who willingly subvert their critical thinking to go along with the pack, those are people who will flip on you. They're not good allies. They're weak people, and they'll fold and they'll do some snake shit to you eventually, and they're not people you want around you anyway.
And I love that you said that. You need guys that will say what is true, even if it doesn't benefit them.
Mm.
I'll give you the example I gave. I got a bunch of Muslims mad at me right now because I said, I don't think it's appropriate that they're playing the Adhan in Dearborn, Michigan. Mm. I don't think it's okay that people are praying publicly in Times Square. Oh, well, why are you saying that? Well, because we're guests in this country. 1-2% of the population, by definition, you're the minority, which means you're a guest. Respect the host nation, right? This isn't a Muslim country. People get mad at me like for that. But you got to be able to, you know, deal with and align with people that will say things, even if it doesn't necessarily benefit their bottom line. Integrity over, you know, personal gain.
I have a feeling things are going to be getting better, but not before they get a bit worse. I think that the normalization of being okay now with being vocal about being fed up is good progress. The needle is moving to the right, and I think that's happening in a lot of white nations, not just the U.S. People are fed up, man. There's not a lot of wiggle room left. We're all burnt out. Now we just want to swing bats.
Yeah, white people are tired, and the thing you don't think about is the seen versus the unseen. And the seen is when, you know, somebody directly steals from you, they take money out of your wallet, they punch you in the face or whatever. But the unseen is the alternate universe where you own property and have children and a wife and a future because your economic agency hasn't been tampered with in 100 different, thousands of different micro, secret, sneaky ways through inflation, through propaganda, et cetera, et cetera. Even if you're based, you don't know what's been stolen from you, I think. And yeah, we definitely need to get that back, get on the right timeline.
Property, real estate. I'm a real estate investor myself. Got 20 plus properties. Real estate is by far the most inflation proof asset class by far. Inflation helps you when it comes to owning real estate. So get into real estate game. There's a reason why the Jews are in the real estate game. Obviously, get into crypto, diversify your portfolio, and up your power level for sure.
Hey, my current thought is writing and reading all the writers that are coming about through, especially universities, but also just online, are much worse than has been going on in the past. It makes sense. You can see it in the test scores and how America is basically becoming illiterate, but it's kind of scary. Me being a writer, going out into a world where there are no writers, and worse, there are no readers.
That is weird, because most books I read are like sometimes 100 years old. And it's like, I can't remember the last time I read a book that was like made within the last 5-10 years. Movies aren't like that. Movies are like, you know, you can hear about an independent film and it's still hard to make a film, right? Like it still requires all sorts of moving parts. Writing, maybe that's the reason. Maybe because all you need to do to write is just, you know, pay Amazon to publish your stuff.
Yeah, the Amazon Lightning or whatever they call their book on demand thing is like contributing to illiteracy. No, that's a tough one. I think about that all the time. I think about that like all day, pretty much. Just the decay of craft. I don't know how to fight it or how you would fight it.
I think the only way really nowadays is like, because I have a book. It's called Why Women Deserve Less. It's under 100 pages because they deserve less. But I think nowadays, like if you want to like be an artist, like, you know, be an author or write a book or anything else like that, it's almost like you have to have a platform a little bit to drive people to that. Because since we have so many people out there that want to write or want to be influencers, whatever, it's like you almost have to kind of like get their attention first, build that trust, and then they'll want to hear what you have to say when it comes to writing. Outside of like obviously famous books like you're saying, right, like that have been around for 150, 60 years that are famous, that are always going to stand the test of time. But nowadays, to break out as like a newer author, it's almost like you have to have a platform so people want to even hear what you have to say to break all the other noise of everyone else that has wrote a book.
Yeah, if you want to be a serious writer, I would recommend you start streaming video games on Twitch.
It is indicative of like cultural decay.
I had to put my book out on Kindle and on Audible to make sure like I can capture everyone, because a lot of people don't want an actual hardcover book to read. They want to listen to it on Audible, or they want to maybe get it on Kindle digitally, because a lot of people don't like to read anymore.
Make AI reels of your book. I think if you're doing anything along those lines, you're basically doing it for your own satisfaction. I don't think there's any there's basically no hope for design to have any type of renaissance or return to craft, return to an elevation of that art form. I think that in the past, what you would have the design that you would have wanted to do would be, I guess, something noble would be a textbook, like a science textbook, either that or a big corporation, AT&T, something like that. And it's like the glamour of the big corporation, like the Mad Men type swag that there used to be in this country, that's gone. The logo doesn't matter anymore. There used to be a glamour to American business that's absolutely not there anymore. So that's one thing. So it's like the prestige of the, even if there's a company where you could explain to the, could you explain to, holy fuck, I don't even know how to like start to pick apart. The Cracker Barrel thing, like they flipped it back because of how much backlash they got. But that's the, That's what refinement means. That's the Lindy, I think Lindy's article, refinement culture is one element here. But it's like, how could you even explain, aside from sending the CEO death threats or whatever made Cracker Barrel turn around, how could you explain to a CEO what good design is, or even why it's important? If your ambition is to do anything like that, just remember that it's a hobby and you got to stream video games on Twitch. If you want to write literature, if you want to write poetry, that's beautiful. That's your hobby. Your income is going to come from streaming video games on Twitch. If you want to be a designer, that's great that you want to do something antiquated that AI and Asian people are going to... No offense, Ryan. And it's not Japanese people, because Japanese people are good at design. It's Koreans and Chinese people. You want to do something that is relegated to the realm of AI and finalized by Koreans and Chinese people, young women only. Good luck with that if you want to be a designer, if you want to be a filmmaker. I hope you like making films about Ari Aster. There's Something Wrong with the Johnsons. Have you seen that?
No, I've not seen that.
I know you haven't seen it, because if you had seen it, you'd be dead, because you would have shot yourself. Could please pull up There's something about the Johnsons. Fuck this, forget it. But if you want to be a filmmaker, here's your options. Rant into the camera on YouTube about a topic, or make stuff like There's Something About the Johnsons. If what you're attracted to is like honest creative work, maybe be a carpenter or something. There's a different way to like chase after the lifestyle that you're envisioning for yourself. Is that what you want to be a writer for? Is there like a romanticism involved with people that want to be writers? Is that what they want to do?
Feel like it. Yeah.
This world is too cold and too fast and too dead for that to that type of life to still be, to still live. I mean, unless you want to join the French Foreign Legion or something and just not exist to other people. I guess you could live a life like the life that that Lord Miles guy, mm-hmm. I think, wants to like seem like he's living. You wouldn't have a Twitter account where you're posting selfies getting handcuffed by Fallujah Jamba, whoever the police are in Pakistan or whatever the fuck that is. If you want to go live some wild, wild life, you can go do that. But the days of like doing that and then getting an Anthony Bourdain-style TV show career, that's not going to happen.
You're going to have to build your platform like ahead of time. Like
you have to be famous first.
You have to. Precisely. Precisely. Yep. And I think the last election proved that. That mainstream celebrity stuff is like slowly dying. Kamala Harris relied almost exclusively on that versus Trump had mm-hmm. influencers and he absolutely steamrolled her.
Mm. We're going to a commercial break. When we get back, we've got a special treat for you. Hang around. You're going to want to see this.
My favorite.
Decided to move forward, bringing you on the depopulation project. I put your uniform and payment on the table in clear boxes. Gonna need you boys to turn everyone gay ASAP so we can save this planet.
We gotta turn people gay?
I'll make a motherfucker and his grandma gay.
I'm gonna make a motherfucker so gay, the straight gonna be dripping right out his ass.
You have a suspicion? Requesting a license plate check.
You got a royal blue car. Looks like he's driving a stick. Could go either way on this one.
We have a certified fag here, Pecker.
Well, there's only one way to find out, Kulo. Good evening, sir. How you doing this evening?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. License and registration.
Is there a taillight out?
You know where you are?
No, sir.
It's posted about a quarter mile behind us. You're in a gay zone.
Get up!
Whoa, man.
I'm not black. Calm down.
Yeah,
calm
no
down.
Shit, you're not black. If you were black, we wouldn't be pulling you over.
We all know the brothers are gay.
No funny business, all right? And watch your head.
Sir, to get your life together, sir. I promise you, I'm gay.
You're half the gay we thought you were.
I said, don't stop with me, son.
What about what was in that briefcase?
It's my wife's, man. She wears Carhartt, man. She's a fucking butch lesbo, man. I swear it's not mine, man. I promise you.
Your wife's gay?
She's a fucking lesbo, man. It's all her stuff. It's not mine. I'm gay.
Think of that, Pecker. He's got a gay wife.
What are you doing about the weed?
Oh, man, I smoke it every morning, man. I blaze that shit up.
Are you lying to us?
Every morning.
You lying to me, boy?
I make sure I'm high behind the wheel now so I can be gay. You know what I'm saying?
I promise I will blaze up as much as I can before I drive, man.
All right.
100%.
I believe.
I don't know, man.
He's different from the rest. It's the holidays.
Look, you got a lot of work to do, Kevin.
That guy, he's going to turn his life around. He's going to blaze that weed every morning. He's going to stop eating his wife's pussy.
What are you going to do in the gay zone?
I'm going to be gay as fuck.
Attaboy, Kevin.
I got to be as gay as possible.
You know what? I think you're going to be all right.
Whoa, what's going on there?
Relax. I'm gay.
Yeah? Prove it.
Ah.
I'm gay, man. Stop. I'm gay.
Prove it.
Hey, I think it's working.
I'm gay.
It's working.
I'm gay. Stop. I'm gay. Stop. I'm gay.
Stop.
I'm gay. Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Please stop. I'm gay.
Stop. Stop.
Please, sir.
Stop.
I'm gay.
Stop.
I'm gay.
He is gay. Hold on. I told you I was
gay.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, man. Carry on.
I'm gay.
Maybe he is gay.
Think so?
Nah.
Get
him! All right. You all right? You tripped hard on that, man. And he went, whoa.
You hit the cord, bro. I got that right on the fucking camera, man.
You literally tripped over the cord.
All right, what do you think?
Scary.
Is scary?
It would be very easy to make a mistake and get hurt.
And you'll let him ride this fucking thing?
Don't get us kicked out of the lot.
Okay.
Renaissance men, she's all yours. Here's your to-do list.
Yeah. Tally ho, Christopher!
How do you start?
It says...
Wait, I don't got it.
You should not ride motorcycles. They will kill you.